from batsby.blogspot.co.uk. Myths and legends. Socialist paradise North Korea explodes a hydrogen bomb and puts the shits up the free world. Socialist Germany imports a million Muslim migrants and immediately suffers an explosion of sex crime and harassment. The socialist experiment of the European Union is busy re-erecting borders after years of losing control and will now have to rely entirely on the nationalists it hates so much to step in where the police fear to tread. And here, in what is left of Britain, socialist hero Jeremy Corbyn demonstrates how things would be run if he were in charge of the country. In charge of the country? He's not even in charge of his embattled rump of a party. Obama weeps when he uses his executive power to try and bring about more gun legislation and as a result sales of weapons have soared. Egalitarian, caring socialism helped give Iran the means to develop their own bomb and everybody saw the error in this except those involved in delivering the gift. All over the civilized world, the socialist progressives are intent on halting progress by instilling guilt and fear and enforcing a program of supposed human rights and equalities, blind to the clear reality that both are fictions. Humans exist on many different levels, which few could objectively call equal. And this, of course, is the curse of socialism. Blind to the animal human condition, yet utterly wedded to the notion that compulsion, by force if necessary, will bring about utopia. Make a thing illegal, such as racism, sexism, binary gender recognition, etc., and pursue anybody who transgresses the web of social laws they don't even know exist. But as everybody knows, the law doesn't deter criminals. It may provide a mechanism for punishment, but generally the deterrence only works on those predisposed to behave. In the meantime, the human rights arm of socialist thinking works to prevent real criminals from being properly sanctioned. In brief, criminalize everybody, but give the real bad guys the mechanism to escape justice. Against this background of certainty, the willing suspicion of belief in true human nature, the majority of the population are cast as one collective Cassandra. We can see the future, but our warnings are cursed, never to be heeded. We watched open-mouthed as Europe's gates were opened to the barbarian hordes, and now we watch in horror as the barbarians rape and pillage and seize control. And even now, a whole continent of New Age Neros is furiously fiddling away, legislating by the firelight of civilization burning, bending over backwards to make it even easier for marauding Islam to take us up the arse. And then they wonder from whence came the rise of the right. Like Oedipus, do what they may, the progressives can never grasp the central theme of Sophocles' age-old drama that human nature is flawed and the world is an unforgiving place. That no matter how hard they try to avoid the inevitable, base human instinct will win through every time. The Greeks knew this 2,500 years ago. They wrote it all down, and nothing has changed since. We are who we are, and the sooner we accept that we can't fix the human race, the sooner we can get on and tackle what's real and forget about the myths.